All right, well, it's time to open up God's Word together. So turn with me in your Bible this morning to the book of Galatians, chapter 5. We'll be there in just a moment. Next Sunday in the evening, we have our annual vision night, and this is a great night. I encourage every one of you to come, whether you're a church member or not. You're all invited to be a part of this. I'll make you a couple of promises. First of all, we won't keep you late, all right? We understand it's a Sunday night, so we won't keep you late. And the second promise is we're going to have really good snacks, all right? And so next week in the evening, our annual vision night. Also, I want to just again, encourage all of you to be involved in one of our great life groups here at Bethel Church, and we've got an area right out here in the foyer called Life Group Central, and you can learn all about the different great life groups that we have. In particular, I want to encourage you to consider joining the Freedom Course. This is a great course that we encourage every one of our church family to eventually take. And last week was the first night. It's a 7-week class. And so it's not too late. If you missed last week, it's all right. You can catch up this week. So tonight at 5:30 in the chapel. And we'll bring some extra binders along for those of you who might come in last minute. So the Freedom Course tonight. Galatians chapter 5 is this great passage of scripture that's often referred to as the fruit of the Spirit. And we're in this series that we've called Living Beyond. Living Beyond. And the idea of this series is that God, by His Holy Spirit, empowers us to live way beyond our own human ability to live. And it's the presence of God in our lives. That's why it's called the fruit of the Spirit, because it's the power of the Holy Spirit working in us and through us. So we'll begin reading here at verse 22. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. One of the basic principles of Christian faith and growth and maturity in the Lord is that transformation in our life takes place from the inside out. From the inside out. And never the other way around. It's never a matter of us trying to self-will ourselves to conform on the outside. It's always the other way around, that the Lord changes our hearts first. He changes us inside, and then that is going to be lived out in our lives. Churches over the years have done people a great disservice by falling into something we might call legalism, where we have a bunch of rules and regulations, and we want people to follow those rules and regulations, and we hope that their life changes kind of by peer pressure. And it never works that way. It never works that way. It's always God transforming us by the power of His Holy Spirit from the inside out. And so as we look at this list of the fruit of the Spirit and these characteristics that demonstrate the work of God in our lives, you're going to see some things on that list that probably you feel like, yeah, I'm pretty good at that. And I want to encourage you, never feel like in anything that you've arrived, because we're all in process, right? And the Lord's always working on us, and we're not going to be made perfect until Jesus comes back. So no matter how long you've been walking with Jesus, there's room to grow, right? There's probably other things on this list where you're kind of going, man, I am a long ways off in that area. So we've been taking these one at a time, and this morning we're landing on goodness. Goodness. Now, talking about goodness can be kind of a murky subject, because it's difficult to define this word good. We use the word good in so many different ways, right? We might say, for example, they're a really good person, but then we use the same word to say, man, that was really good pizza, right? Or we say, I'm having a good day, or I feel good, or we'll even say silly things like goodness gracious, whatever that means. And so this word good can be a little hard to nail down, and we use the word good in different degrees too. So for example, if you tell me, man, my team is really awesome, and then I say back to you, yeah, they're good, you're going to know that I really don't think your team is as good as you think they are. And so we use this word good in so many different ways. And frankly, really in the Bible, the word good is used in a lot of different ways too. And so what I did in preparation for this message is I basically went through pretty much every scripture in the Bible that uses this word good and just kind of did a survey to get a feel for, well, really, what does this word mean in the Bible? And it means a lot of different things, but there were three primary things that I noticed that this word good was used for in the Bible. So I want to just kind of give you these to give us a framework for understanding when we talk about goodness today. What are we talking about? The first thing is moral excellence. Moral excellence. The Bible uses the word good to talk about holiness. Secondly, good is used for working for the benefit of others. Like if we're truly practicing goodness in our lives, it's not going to be all about us, but we're going to consider other people and the impact that our life is having on others, and that we have an opportunity to actually do good for the good of others. Okay? So working for the benefit of others, and then practicing generosity. Practicing generosity, that if we're really working for the good of others, that's going to include us being generous, generous with our words, generous with our finances, generous with our time, that we're going to be giving people. So all these things, moral excellence, working for the benefit of others, practicing generosity. When we talk about goodness, this is what we're talking about. The other thing I discovered that about goodness as I was going through the scriptures is that by far most of the time this word good was used to talk about God. That the ultimate source of all goodness is God Himself. And so, for example, Psalm 13:6, I will sing of the Lord's praise, for He has been good to me. Psalm 86:5, you, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call on you. Psalm 107, verse 1, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Psalm 145, 9, the Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all He has made. And then Psalm 34:8, we'll put this one up on the screen. Taste and see that the Lord is good. I love this verse because it tells us that not only can we believe in the goodness of God, but we can actually experience the goodness of God. Taste and see. The Lord doesn't want to be just known by us at kind of a distance. The Lord wants us to know that we can know Him intimately. Taste and see. And I want to encourage you today, if you're here this morning and you haven't made that step to personally invite Jesus Christ into your life and let Him come in and transform you and change you, I want you to know that His plan for your life is good. And I want to encourage you to do this today. Taste and see. Taste and see. The Lord is good. Don't just sit in church and hear about God. Come to know Him personally. Invite Him to come into your life. Taste and see that the Lord is good. So the ultimate source of all goodness is God. And this is so important for us to get because there are so few examples of goodness in our world that it can be discouraging. And I want to encourage you to make the Lord your focus. Don't make all of the shortcomings of this world and the sinfulness and brokenness of this world. Don't make that the focus of your life. Make the focus of your life the goodness of God. Amen? And let his goodness fill your life. And as you do that, there's transforming power in that. So in the spiritual darkness of this world, we as followers of Jesus Christ have this great opportunity to represent the Lord. Amen? That in the midst of all the garbage we see, let's reflect the goodness of God. So the ultimate source of all goodness is God. And then this follows that the ultimate expression of God is Jesus. Okay, so the ultimate source of all goodness is God, and the ultimate expression of God is the person of Jesus Christ. So if we want to know what goodness looks like, we look to God. And if we want to know who God is, we look to Jesus. Look to Jesus. Our pursuit of goodness begins with pursuing Jesus. So goodness will never be a fruit in your life, will never be an evidence in your life without knowing Jesus and spending time with Jesus and spending time in His Word and talking with Jesus and listening to Jesus, because He is the ultimate source of goodness in our lives. Acts chapter 10 and verse 38 says about Jesus, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and Jesus went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. Jesus went around doing good. Went around doing good. So think about the kind of life Jesus lived. Think about how he demonstrated goodness. Well, got a couple right here. He healed people. That's good, right? He cast down demons out of people that were suffering from demonic possession. He forgave people of their past sins. He restored people of their sense of worth. He fed those who were hungry. He esteemed and valued children, right? Jesus stood up against injustice. That's good. Don't confuse goodness with niceness, right? Jesus was always good, but he wasn't always nice. He wasn't. He also stood up against the religious bureaucrats who were oppressing the people. Ultimately, Jesus laid down his life, dying on the cross for the sins of the world. He took the punishment that we deserved upon himself. Now, I would say that qualifies as good, wouldn't you? Yeah. Aren't you thankful that we serve a good God today? Amen? That he's been so good. He's been so good to us. And at the end of the message this morning, we're actually going to take a little more time to worship the Lord. And we're going to give God thanks for how good he's been to us. And then our prayer is, Lord, let that goodness that you've shown to me be expressed through my life to other people that need to know and experience your goodness. So our job now, as followers of Jesus Christ who went around doing good, our job now is to be a reflection, as followers of Jesus Christ, to be a reflection of the goodness of Jesus to this world that we live in. Amen? Because God has a good plan for this world. No matter how bad things look, I want you to know Jesus is coming back someday. God is going to restore the goodness of his creation. Amen? So God has a purpose, a plan, and a destiny for that which he has created. And we, as followers of Jesus Christ, get to be a part of the plan of God Think about it. That he chose you, he redeemed you, he restored you, not only because he loves you, but he did that so that now you could play a role in his transforming power, so that as we reflect the goodness of God, transformation and change takes place in our world. Amen? And so I don't want you to be discouraged. It's so easy for us to think, man, what's the use of living this good life? Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9 even says this, let us not become weary in doing good. Let's not become weary in doing good because, oh man, we see so much junk in the world and so much that's not good in this world that it can start to wear us out a little bit. And then there's this, sometimes we're good to people that aren't good back to us. Anybody ever? Nobody? All right. Yeah. Sometimes we're good to people and then they're not good back to us. And it can be so discouraging. But I want to encourage you today. We practice goodness not because of the response of anybody around us. We practice goodness because it's God working in us and through us. Amen? Yeah, so don't look to get thanks or praise or return goodness. That's just going to discourage you. This verse goes on to say, Galatians 6:9 goes, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we don't give up. In other words, God is the one that restores good rewards rather goodness in our lives. Amen? So don't grow weary. Don't grow weary. Let that goodness shine through your life. So, how does the goodness of Jesus transfer into our lives? How is it imparted to us? Well, there's primarily two ways. First of all, Jesus empowers us to become good by A, setting an example for us to follow. So we look to him, we follow his example. And B, filling us with his Holy Spirit and thus transforming us from the inside out. So this process of transformation in us, that the fruit of goodness would be displayed in our lives, it depends on these two things. First of all, looking to Jesus, looking to Jesus, looking to Jesus, not this world. And then secondly, Holy Spirit, come, change my life, transform me, change me from the inside out. Lord, give me a good heart, so then I will do good things. Amen? So it's looking to the example of Jesus and asking the Holy Spirit to transform us. I brought a little object lesson this morning for us. Got an apple. No, this wasn't in case I preached long and needed a snack. Little object lesson for us today. So I'm going to let this apple represent this fruit of the Spirit, goodness. All right, and I chose an apple because I love apples. Maybe not all of you love apples, but I love apples. So it's going to represent goodness in our lives, okay? And then you'll also notice here I've got a container full of dirt. All right, so here's this represents goodness, but if we're not careful, we let the things of this world and the attitudes of this world kind of creep into our lives. I don't know if this is going to stick on here like I wanted it to, but... Now, how many of you know right now this is not that desirable to eat? Isn't that right? I mean, you wouldn't take a bite out of this right now. The fruit is still good, right? The fruit is still good, but what makes the fruit unappealing is what's all over it, covering it and hiding its goodness, right? And so this is where we need the cleansing power of Jesus to come into our lives. He washes us. He makes us clean. He dries us off. Right? And now, because of what Jesus has done in our lives, this fruit of goodness is appealing, right? Mm. Oh. Okay. Now, let's take this goodness thing and make it practical. And there's so many scriptures that I could have gone to, but I'm going to choose one that's just kind of says it all. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. I want you to kind of circle that word opportunity there. Listen, if we look for them, there are opportunities to do good every day in our lives. Amen? I mean, the opportunities are there. There's opportunities. We miss opportunities sometimes because we're distracted or discouraged or we're too busy or we just don't care enough. We miss opportunities, but they're there. They're there. And so the Bible tells us, look, the opportunity's there. The time to do good is now, right? Not I'm going to start next week or next month. The opportunities are there now. The time to start practicing goodness is now in our lives. And so I'm going to give you a big challenge for the week, and it's pretty simple. And that is, I'm going to challenge every one of us to intentionally do something good this week. Is that challenging? I'm going to challenge every one of us. Now, you're not going to report back to me, because when you do good things and then you brag about them, that's not good. So the challenge is to intentionally, I know you probably all do good things all week long. I get it. But I want to challenge you to, let's intentionally, right, with God's help, let's look for that opportunity and be intentional about it. Say, I'm going to practice goodness this week, all right? I'm not going to just talk about it on Sunday, but I'm going to put the Word of God into practice on Monday. So practice goodness this week. Now is the time to do good, to do good. I'm going to ask the worship team to come on up this morning. We're going to take a little bit of time to celebrate the goodness of God, to give the Lord thanks for how good He's been to us. And so let's stand together. Amen. Let's just look to the Lord right now. And let's ask the Lord to take His word and apply it to our lives and hearts, and to speak to us personally today. Will you open your heart right now and say, Lord, I just bring you my life. Lord, let the word that's been spoken today speak to my heart personally. Let it transform me and change me, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, God. I want to do this, getting back to that scripture that said, don't grow weary in doing good. I want to pray for you this morning. Maybe you're here and you just know that you've been weary or discouraged, and you just haven't given much thought to really showing forth the love of God, showing forth the goodness of God. You've just been kind of wrapped up and bound up by that discouragement or disappointment. I just want to pray for a restoration of hope for you today in life, a restoration that God is with you, that God will help you, that God will bless you, and that God would just get you out of that weariness of doing good. So if that's you today and you just feel like that speaks to your heart, would you just raise your hand right now? You just need that restoration power to show forth the goodness of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just want to join right now my brothers and sisters that are raising their hand and just saying, I've grown weary in doing good. Lord, I pray today that your word, God, would encourage them, that your Holy Spirit, Lord, would lift them up out of that discouragement that been feeling, that disappointment, Lord, that's weighing their heart down right now, Lord, that they would be set free, Lord, to look to you, God, as the source of goodness. Lord, not to look to anything else in this world, because that's just going to weigh them down. But Lord, to keep our eyes on you, because you, Lord, are good. You are good. Come on, let's give the Lord thanks for his goodness today.